Florida is one of the biggest prizes on Election Day. It is also one of those prize swing states that has voted for the candidate who has won the presidential election for more than 20 years. That is why both President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden have been campaigning there in the last day. Yamiche Alcindor has our report.
In the Sunshine State, former Vice President Joe Biden making his case to older voters.
Because Donald Trump, it's simple, not a joke, you're expendable, you're forgettable, you're virtually nobody. That's how he sees seniors. That's how he sees you.
It's a key demographic in the state. In 2016, voters over 65 years old were more than 20% of the electorate in Florida. They overwhelmingly backed President Trump, helping him pull off a narrow win here. But in an Emerson College poll released this week, Biden leads with those same voters by 6 points. Florida's 29 electoral votes are critical for both campaigns.
It's great to be back in my home state, Florida, to make my official return to the campaign trail.
Just last night, President Trump rallied voters in Sanford, Florida, his first campaign rally since he was hospitalized with the coronavirus.
One thing with me, the nice part. I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. When you're the president, you can't lock yourself in a basement and say, I'm not going to bother with the world. You got to get out. And it's risky. It's risky, but you got to get out.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in another battleground state, Wisconsin.
I think the choice in this election is whether America remains America.
With just 3 weeks until Election Day, more than 11 million people have already cast their ballots.
I've never seen a line this long. It's really amazing.
Those hoping to vote early in person, from Georgia to Kentucky to Texas, have faced long lines, in some places waiting hours.
I think it just shows that everyone's like ready to vote and doesn't want their vote to be suppressed and doesn't want to wait and wants to get it over with and wants to know the results by the day of the election.
Despite the already high turnout, voting experts warn it may take days after polls close on November 3rd for all the votes to be counted. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.